All right, injury-wise, no really further updates. Mentioned Trenton Holiday, sprained ankle, no structural damage, slight sprain. I'll update you Wednesday. And then Tracy Porter, concussion, they'll be going through the regular test and protocol, and I'll update you on Wednesday. Any questions?
There was, you had an interception, some penalties, a few bobbles yesterday. When you're winning games by three touchdowns and you're reviewing the game, is that mere nitpicking at this point, or are those things that you really have to be concerned about?
Well, you get concerned with everything. You know, I think the bottom line, as I mentioned yesterday, it's all about winning. And, you know, you strive for perfection, but they're never perfect. So all of it's concerning. It'll all be looked at. It'll all be reviewed. It'll all be graded. It'll all be evaluated. But at the end of the day, you learn from it. You move on. And we're getting ready for Kansas City come Wednesday.
And about the bobbles on the punt return specifically, that seems to be recurring thing. Is there anything?
It's like a missed pass, or it's like a dropped pass. I mean, it doesn't mean, you know, you get rid of your receiver or your quarterback because they throw an incomplete. You know, something obviously we practice every day, every week. You know, it's something we've got to get better at. He's the 10th leading punt returner in the National Football League, so I don't think we'll be sending him off.
We asked Peyton yesterday about wearing the glove. He said he still felt pretty accurate. Going back and looking at the film, did you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody takes precautions. Remodeling. Anyways,
bigger.
Or extending. Anyways, what was the question?
About going on the glove.
Oh, yeah. He practiced with it. You know, it's a cold weather thing. I think, you know, something he's done in the past, something he's already worked on for a couple weeks. You know, as you get deeper into the season, you know, getting ready for inclement weather possibly. But I thought he looked very good yesterday passing the ball.
What do you have any input on the MVP race? It's getting a lot of discussion here lately. Peyton and Adrian Peterson has been coming on.
Well, obviously, I may be a little biased, and with all due respect for everybody involved, you know, I think what's unique about Peyton, not that he's had a fabulous year, which he has, but, you know, he's done it in a new city with a new team, and I think at that position, my own personal opinion, that's what kind of separates him from the rest of the field.
You lobby at all?
Huh? No, just I was asked what I thought. I just told you.
Coach Peyton yesterday is pretty revealing about how things are just more difficult for him as he's coming off the injury and maybe being 36. He said it just doesn't come to him as easily as it did. I know it's only your first year with him, but you saw him play for all those years. Can you tell that he's having to work that much harder? Because he looks pretty darn good at times.
Well, I mean, I would agree with you. I think, you know, he looks very good. You know, I think, you know, nobody knows their body like themselves. You know, we talk to our players about that whenever there's injury or recovery or, you know, monitoring their body. I mean, this is a long, grueling season for any position, whether it's legs, arms, you name it. You know, nobody's 100% at this stage of, you know, of an NFL season. So, you know, I just see how hard he works. I mean, the time, you know, I mentioned to the broadcast team at a production meeting last week, you know, he has it down to a science as far as time management in an NFL season. You know, I saw him in the cool tub, you know, watching his iPad. And the guy asked me if I thought I was concerned about the iPad. I said, no, I don't care about the iPad. I care about him. I didn't want to get electrocuted. All right. But anyways, you know, he's, you know, just remarkable how hard he works. So I think that's, you know, you look at Champ Bailey, you look at guys that have been able to, you know, play at a high level for a long period of time. There's a lot of that management that goes on.
John, along that same thing, he wears his emotions on his sleeve quite often on the field. And it doesn't matter if he's down 10-0 or 24-6 like yesterday.
Right.
He still gets angry with some guys. He still gets bothered by some play calling.
I got yelled at too, so that's all right.
Do you ever see him take his foot off the gas?
No, and, you know, we talk about that a lot. You know, it's not coasting, pedal downhill. You know, I think, you know, I appreciate him. I think that's a big reason why he's accomplished what he's accomplished, whether it was here or Indianapolis. You know, he's a tremendous competitor. He doesn't let up. And, you know, I think that's how you need to be, you know, to be successful.
Is it easy to see that rub off on the team?
Sure. I mean, we've talked about that all year. I think, you know, it's a lot of different guys. There's a lot of guys in there that, you know, raised the other boats, and you know, Peyton's obviously one of them, but you know, we have quite a few of them in that locker room.
John, it's human nature for anybody to have letdowns, to play down to their opponent's level, maybe to be inconsistent. Your team's very, very consistent. How do you, what's your coaching philosophy, and how do you pull that off?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, the players got to buy in. You know, they have to take ownership. And, you know, I think we've accomplished that to a degree. Whether we can maintain it or not, yet to be seen, because this is a what have you done for me lately league. You know, I think our guys understand that, you know, there's great parity in our league. Everybody's got players. They all practice and get paid. You know, and the old adage, I know it's cliche, but on any given Sunday, you just look around the league and, you know, there's evidence of it every week. So, you know, we don't look at the record. We look at the tape. And, you know, every one of these takes on its own personality, you know, as far as matchups, weaknesses, all those things. And some teams you match up against better than others. You know, so we had a tough game with these guys, you know, last time we played. At their place, 17-9. They're, you know, an outstanding defense. I mean, it's easy to convince because we look at the tape, players of that happening. Now, does that translate to wins? Well, it has for us lately, and we'll see what it brings next week.
You took a team to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. How does this team compare talent?
Bless you.
And an attitude?
I think very similar. You know, I think you know, there's, you know, every year is different. You know, I think sometimes the way your competition lines up throughout the playoffs, you do need a little luck. You got to be playing your best at that time. And that's what we've stressed, you know, all year is just improve every week. And, you know, I think for the most part we've done that. We haven't been perfect in any week. But I think we've improved overall, you know, in situational football, which is how you win and how you win championships. So, you know, doing the comparisons hard, you know, I like, you know, I've liked this team since, shoot, you know, when we first came together in the offseason. And, you know, luckily we've improved, and hopefully we'll continue moving forward.
You got 99 wins now. I think you got a chance to be the 40th coach to get 100.
Wow.
Counting postseason.
Wow.
Does it mean anything for you if you get it this week against?
You know, it really, it's great, and it's been, you know, I've had a great staff, great players. A lot goes into that. It's not one guy. You know, I think they put it on your whatever, your record or your tombstone or whatever. You know, you happen to be the head coach during that. You know, but there's a lot of efforts, and I appreciate all those efforts, and you know, by a lot of different assistant coaches, owners, general managers, players, you name it. So we're just trying to worry about this week, and you know, we've got a good team coming in. You know, I looked at the stat sheet this morning from the Indy game, and you know, these guys put up 507 yards, 352 rushing. You know, I thought it was one of those. Yeah, they hung in there and fought hard, but they did everything but win. So, I don't know if that answered your question, Clissy,
yeah, well,
but hopefully it took you off that.
How about you?
Yeah.
You got 8 wins with Tebow.
Uh-huh.
You got a bunch of wins with Jake.
Yeah.
A bunch of wins already with Peyton.
Yeah.
I mean, you've done it a bunch of different ways, I guess.
I've just been part of it, you know. But that's about how I tried to size it up.
Well, one of the marks of this 10-game streak is it doesn't seem like any of the players have believed the press clippings. I mean, you don't feel any cockiness when you don't hear or see any arrogance. Have you had to tamp any of it down over the last 10 weeks, or how do you keep them in line, and how do they keep themselves in line?
Yeah, I think just the mantra that we've used, it's, you know, the next game, it's, you know, trying to improve, and, you know, it's not going to change. And I think, you know, we're not done with the regular season yet. You know, at the completion of Sunday, you know, everything will be formed up, and then we'll start that next season.
They're buying it. So is it a collective character that you've got in there?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, for you to have success, it takes, you know, players making plays and, you know, handling business on and off the field. You know, I think our guys have been outstanding. And, you know, we've got more time left, and the race isn't over yet. And hopefully they maintain that.
Have you peeked in at the six-team field is set? Have you peeked in, taken a look at it? Looks like a pretty, I guess.
Nope, because then I wouldn't be keeping my focus, Mike. Yeah.
But have you looked at it to make sure a win secures a bye? Have you thought about that and what that would
I think that's real important, that that win is this week against Kansas City, and all our focus will be on that, and whatever that brings, we'll react to. Right now, that's where all the focus is.
Nobody's breaking down anything else besides the Kansas City game?
No.
Nobody's looking ahead?
That would be a lack of focus.
Are you grateful, though, that you're not in one of a lot of coaches at this time of year have to decide if they want to play guys, rest guys? You've sort of been in a situation where you need the win every week. Does that just make life easier for you?
Well, I don't think anything about it's easy, to be quite honest with you. But
just taking that out of the equation.
Yeah. We're getting ready for the Kansas City Chiefs, and we're trying to get that W.